You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, and I'm your host for the show. Here at the end of the month, we almost always play you all vinyl, just a variety of vinyl from my collection at home. Just kind of vinyl freeform thing, see where the spirit moves me. This one dedicated to my new dog, Nina, from her namesake, Nina Simone, on KPFK 90.7 FM.
Waited. Know why I've been blue. I've been waiting each day for someone exactly like you. should I spend some money on a show or two when nobody sings those love songs exactly like you? You make me feel so grand. I wanna give this world to you. You make me understand these foolish little dreams I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming. Now I know why my mama, she taught me to be true. She knew just around the corner was somebody like you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Chivery.
There you go. They told you what I was. Chivery from the Latinaires here on KPFK and Melting Pot. From their record called Camel Walk, which features that track in addition to Chivery and a few others. Really nice sounds from the Latinaires put out on the Fania record label. Also in the set, music from Trudy Pitts, organist, and also vocalist on this record. That wasn't one of the vocal tracks on it. The name of the song was Count Nine from Trudy Pitts, but she sings on maybe about half of the songs on this record, These Blues of Mine, released on the Prestige record label, I believe in 1967. Started the show off with a couple songs from Nina Simone from her 1959 record at Town Hall. Second record she put out for Cole Picks. You heard the songs Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair and Exactly Like You from Nina Simone. And as I mentioned it at the top of the show, kind of played that for my new pooch, who I adopted a little earlier in the year, right at the beginning of the year, as a matter of fact. And that's kind of put a a big dent in my record budget. So actually, until today, I hadn't really spent too much on records and bought any records in the entire brand new year until today. And that Nina Simone record was a new one. And you also hear right now, this is a record I've been looking for a really long time. If you're a fan of the blues and kind of the blues revival period of time when the hippies started listening to the blues, you know, there's a couple of records put out by Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, which don't sound at all like anything else that they put out. They're so incredibly psychedelic, very clearly geared towards kind of the hippie generation, and records that were really divisive during that period of time, and maybe still up to the present time with blues purists. But the really nice records, Electric Mud from Muddy Waters, and then the Howlin' Wolf album from Howlin' Wolf. There's actually another record, and I've been looking for this for a long time, and just today actually finally got a copy, sealed one at that. Now it's unsealed, so you'll be the first ones to hear it along with me. The record's After the Rain. It features a lot of the same people who were on the Electric Mud record with Muddy Waters, and also recorded for the Cadet Concept record out of Chicago in 1969. And this record's a little, it's kind of a bridge record between the two. They tried to make the hippies happy and also the blues people happy. It's not quite as a crazy affair as Electric Mud, but actually it's a really solid record. This song though, this is a pretty deep one. A lot of nice work from Pete Causey on guitar on this one, called Bottom of the Sea from Muddy Waters and the record After the Rain, right now on KPFK and Melting Pot. We'll be right back.
at the bottom of the sea. Yeah, you know, baby, I go in my den and lock up. Don't wake me till half past three. Yeah, you know, baby, I go in my den and lock up. Don't wake me until half past three. Well, you know, I've been all around the world. Baby, don't nobody bother me. We'll be right back.
Righteous Sounds of Faust here on KPFK and Melting Pot. Originally in the collection of Matthew Africa, this is essentially, I think, a bootleg of the BBC sessions that the group did in 1972-73, somewhere around there. On this it says BBC 1972, but I'm not sure that that's entirely correct. It's just it's a clear piece of vinyl. Has a photocopied front, so it's number 220 of 300. Nobody knows if it really happened. It is the closest thing to a title that's on here. But all this stuff is, just from the look of it, also released on the BBC sessions of Faust. The Lurcher, the name of the instrumental we've been listening to from that. Also heard some funky, proggy kind of sounds from a group called Backdoor, from a self-titled record. You heard the song Slivativ. Start things off with Muddy Waters, After the Rain, the name of the record from 1969, his follow-up to Electric Mud. And Bottom of the Sea, the name of the track you heard. Got another one from Matthew's collection. Last year, quite a lot of his stuff was up for auction, with the proceeds benefiting remaining members of his family. This is you know, just like so much of the stuff that he has, stuff that I'd never heard before. This is a 60s soul psych group called The Shades of Black Lightning. It's just an awesome name for a group. And so good they named the record that as well. Yesterday's Dream is the name of the song right now from The Shades of Black Lightning, here for you on KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. My come down, I'm scared to face. I've pierced my skin again, Lord. No one cares for me. My soul belongs to the dealer. He keeps my mind as well. I play the part of a leecher. No.
Hey, come on. mercado modelo barraque de mão. Quem passava de longe prestava atenção. Era na ladeira, padroeira tava lá.
Era na ladeira, padroeira tava lá.
Sem sarceira e sem samba morreu Conceição. Barraque limão. Quem passava de longe prestava atenção.
Era na ladeira, padroeira, o que é que dá?
Era na ladeira, padroeira, o que é que dá?
Segunda, sexta-feira, o tempo se acomodou. Se acomodou no sobrado da velha São Salva. Se acomodou no sobrado da velha São Salvador.
Ah! Prestava atenção.
Era na ladeira, padroeira, onde é que tá?
Era na ladeira, padroeira, onde é que tá?
Segunda, sexta-feira, o tempo se acomodou. Se acomodou no sobrado da velha São Salva. Se acomodou no sobrado da velha São Salvador.
Thank you.
Music from Prince Lasha and his quintet featuring Sonny Simmons right here on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot. The name of the song is Red's Mood. It comes from one of my favorite jazz records from this period of time. It's released in 1963. The Cry, the name of the record from Prince Lasha. And Gene Stone on the drums. For a second I was like, hey, hold on. Is that Max Roach? But no, it's Gene Stone. Along with Gary Peacock, Mark Proctor, Sonny Simmons, and Prince Lasha. Once again, on the track Red's Mood. Also in that set, you heard music from Antonio Carlos Ijocofi, Conceição da Praia, something along those lines, the name of the song. Sometimes my Portuguese is leaves a little bit to be desired, but Você Abusou, the name of the record from Antonio Carlos Ijocofi. You heard music in English from Francois Hardy right before that from a record of all English singing tunes from her called Alone, which might be one of my single favorite album covers, at least featuring Francois Hardy. Strange Shadows, the name of the song that you heard from that record. Music from Arthur Lee and Love in the set from their debut record, self-titled on Elektra. Sign DC, the name of the song. And start things off with Shades of Black Lightning, from a self-titled record on the Tower record label, I'm guessing around 1967. Yesterday's Dream, the name of that particular tune that comes to you from Matthew Africa with Love. Got more music for you in the second hour of the program coming up here after these messages, so do please stay tuned.
The great economist Richard Wolff, host of KPFK's Economic Update, is returning for two speaking engagements in Southern California. He'll be appearing in Los Angeles on the evening of Wednesday, February 11th, as well as in Orange County on the evening of Thursday, February 12th. Last year, Richard Wolff spoke to a packed auditorium at the Musicians Union Hall in Hollywood, and he'll be returning to that venue on February 11th, and he'll also be appearing down in Santa Ana the following night. Professor Wolff's appearances are scintillating as he and the audience engage the biggest economic issues of our time, and they sell out in a hurry. So stay tuned to KPFK. We'll be announcing in the next couple of days when tickets will go on sale through the kpfk.org website. That's Richard Wolff coming to Southern California on February 11th and February 12th.
Hi, this is Gabriel Roth from Daptone Records and Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and you're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles and 98.7 FM Santa Barbara.